97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
What do you think was in the wrong? Something I experienced Friday afternoon. I've been trying to get it out, but I was out on paternity leave. My wife had a daughter on Sunday. And by the way, my wife and my daughter are newborn doing great. Thank you for all the love. But finally get to talk about it now. There's a heated exchange between two adults at a Girl Scout cookie stand outside the Albertsons in Chino Hills. And, you know, I never thought I would see something like this, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm walking out of Albertsons, and there's a little, like, table setup situation right there. And I look over, and this dude, maybe, like, in his late 30s, rolls up, and it's a mom standing up by the table, and then her daughter is sitting down next to her on her cell phone, okay? So dude rolls up. He's like, yeah. He's like, I'll take 5 boxes of Thin Mints, right? And the mom goes, oh, okay. And she proceeds to grab the 5 boxes and to charge him. And he said, no, no, no. He's like, but I want your daughter to sell them to me. And then she kind of chuckled.
Like, yeah, like, right.
Yeah. And then he's like, no, I'm serious. Isn't the whole point of this is to teach your daughter, like, leadership skills and for her to do the work, not you? And then I was like, skrr!
Whoa.
It was one of those moments I'm in my car, you know? And then I kind of just slow down a little bit.
Like, you're not, I want to hear more.
I want to find out how this is. Like, the tea is good and cheese is getting good, right? So he says, isn't that the whole point? And then now the mom kind of goes like, well, listen, we've been out here all day and she's just taking a little break right now. And then he goes, okay, then I guess you're not getting my money and I ain't buying anything from you. And walks off, bro.
Jeez.
Walks off. And the mom just goes, are you serious? She's like, jerk. And that's about it. And then looked over at me because I was just standing there. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I was like, I'll take a box.
Man, you just got set up.
I got set up, bro. I was like, hey, I'm going to tell the story on the show. Might as well, you know, contribute something. And meantime, the daughter didn't really even know what was going on because she was on her headphones.
Right.
I don't know, watching YouTube or whatever it may be. But, like, I want to ask you, like, who's in the wrong right here? Because the mom totally called this dude a jerk, you know? But the dude, I get it. He's trying to get a point across of like, yo, why are you doing the work for your daughter? And listen, tons of kids have been coming around my neighborhood, knocking on the door in the rain, bro.
Right.
Like, their parents are waiting in the sidewalk. Kids are walking up to our doorstep, knocking, opening the door, and selling the cookies to me. And, like, even if I don't want any, I buy some. Because I'm like, yo, you're in the rain doing the work, you know? So who's in the wrong here? Is a dude for being brutally honest and a savage about the whole situation? Or the mom for not getting her daughter to sell the cookies? 877-971-HITS. Shoot us a call or a text.
I mean, first of all, this dude kind of sounds like a dad who's at his wit's end with these cookies, who's been selling them for his own daughter for a long time and just was like, I gotta snap on someone who's not my own family. So initially when you told us the story, initially I was like, oh yeah, that guy's setting a point because I've never been in the Girl Scouts, but I've heard that that's what they're for, is all the leadership and stuff. But then when I thought about it more, I take the mom side and I'm like, yo, either buy some tag-alongs or movie ass along. Like, I don't need you telling me
good one, Brian,
how to parent my kids. You know what I mean?
Chelsea, who's side are you
I don't
on?
Need that.
The mom or the dude?
I'm on the dude's side.
Really, Chelsea?
I was in Girl Scouts, and it was a hustle, selling cookies. Like, I just think, you know, allowing your kid to be in something like that, you want to teach them leadership skills, you want to teach them work ethic. It's not like there was a massive line and the girl really needed a break. Like, what, one person comes up every now and again? Like, you have your daughter put the work in, you know? Like, this is her responsibility, and I think that she's doing her a disservice by doing the work for her.
Okay, Chel, so let's flip roles here real quick. You're the mom, your daughter's next to you, some random dude comes up to you and says, yo, if your daughter doesn't do the work, I ain't buying this from you. You should be teaching her these skills.
I would tell my daughter to take off her headphones.
No way.
I'd be like, honey, 100% I would. I'd be like, and I mean, it doesn't have to be like a whole thing. It doesn't have to be like a rude conversation, but I would just be like, honey, like, do your work.
Hold on. I guarantee you, deep down inside, this mother agrees with him. She should be doing the work. But we don't know the circumstances. We don't know how long they've been out there.
Right.
Maybe the daughter's like about to have a meltdown.
Yeah.
And this mom's like, yo, I got to move these cookies. But
because it was cutoff was March 10th.
You got to move these cookies, man. These parents are like, I got to get rid of these things. What a curse I've got to sell these cookies. But if I'm going to answer honestly, even if I agree with you, don't you dare tell me how to parent my kid in public, right? That's embarrassing. And I got an audience. I've got Edgar stopped his cart, peeking over like, well, what's going on over there? So for me, I'd walk away from that situation going like, they had a point, but not today.
I can't wait to hear your perspective on this. 877-971-HITS. Whose side are you on? The dude for bringing the honest, brutal truth, or the mom being like, yo, Don't tell me how to live my life. Tina from North Hills, good morning.
Good morning.
Tina, I got Roland from Van Nuys on the other line. He says the guy was totally in the wrong for speaking this way. You're saying he was in the right. What's your perspective? Why are you backing him up?
Because my niece is a Girl Scout. They do 2-hour increments. They take turns in the troop. There's no way she was out there for more than maybe 3 hours max.
Okay.
So within 3 hours, there's no way she got tired. She can watch a movie for 2 hours. She can sit there and do her job for 2 hours.
Yes.
I agree with you, but like, I just don't agree with interjecting your opinion about how people should parent their kids. I think he was right up until the point at which he had to put his attitude into it.
No, not even. So in 2 hours, if your kid is so lazy that they can't get off their phone to do that, then they're wrong.
All right, Tina. Roland from Van Nuys disagrees with you completely. Roland, why do you believe the guy was in the wrong?
Okay, I agree in the fact that she has to...
Oh, now you're backing down? Cookies, you're backing down after you heard Tina? He's like, I don't know. Tina's coming
home. No. I think we're all on board with the fact that the girl's supposed to sell the cookies. I just think it's like, was this guy a jerk in that moment? That's the question.
He was definitely a jerk. He didn't have to express his opinion in public and make the daughter look bad and the mom look bad. That's just being a bad person in general. It's not even about right or wrong.
No, never. He wasn't disrespectful. So why is that being a jerk? Because he wasn't. No, you're simply saying, hey, if you're a Girl Scout, you should sell the cookies. If he was, like, cursing or he was disrespectful or he was being nasty about it, no. But if all you're saying is, hey, I'm buying the Girl Scout cookies from the girl, not the mom, then that's not being disrespectful or being a jerk.
Roland, last chance to defend your point. Roland, last chance. Go for it, bro.
Because he used attitude and just blatantly said, I'm not going to buy the cookies, that right there was the reason why he was in the wrong, because he didn't have to do that. He could have been polite about it. He could have talked more nicer.
Tina ain't having it.
I'm
no. Tina, Roland, appreciate you guys calling in. Are both of you single by any chance?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Oh! I was going to say, maybe a match made in heaven and cookie heaven.
No.
You guys are already fighting like you're married.
She's like, no, not a chance.
She's like, thin mints aren't that good, all right?
He can't handle her. Roland, appreciate you, man. Have a good day.
You too, thanks.
Thank you, Tina. Bye. This is for Roland, by the way.
Finish him.
Oh, man.
Fatality.
Don't even agree.
What are texts saying, Brian?
This mom's taking an L in the text board pretty hard right now, but I think we've got a bunch of armchair quarterbacks doing like, what I would have done, whatever. Rena from the 213 says, truth hurts, I'm with the guy. Adam from Anaheim says, the kid signed up to sell the cookies. Get your ass up and sell the cookies.
True.
The 310 says, my daughter is listening. She's 8, and she agrees that the whole point is for the kid to do the work. And finally, from 951, Brian sounds like a dad that's going to be selling his future daughter's cookies like a Buster in front of a Ralph.
Buster?
Finish him. Fatality.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.